Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yes, Rhiannon, ladies and gentlemen, from Fleetwood Mac, one of the best rock and roll songs of all time from one of the best rock and roll bands of all time. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're celebrating 17 years of the Small Business Advocate Show with one of our founding members, Eva Rosenberg, a founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the Tax Mama. TaxMama.com is the website. The book is Small Business Taxes Made Easy, which you need to find all this out. Whatever Eva is offering, I promise you, you'll be glad you took advantage of it. Get her tip of the day every day. Get your questions answered on her website. Eva, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I didn't realize was going on is that there is a moratorium or a, what do you call it,
An amnesty.
I love that. And folks, this is not about illegal aliens either. This is a good amnesty. Tell us what it is.
Well, the IRS established what they call the Voluntary Compliance Initiative for employers who have not been treating their workers as employees, treating them as independent contractors. And so, you know, that's a huge part of the population, and especially small businesses that don't want to go through the huge costs of payroll.
But these are people who were improperly treating real employees as contractors.
Absolutely. Yeah. And when I teach this to tax professionals, the kinds of questions I ask, well, what if the person's only temporary? Well, they're a temporary employee.
That's right.
So they're still an employee. You know, get that concept in your head.
And there's a list of 20 things, folks. I'm sure it's all over your website, Eva, that tells you what are the rules for an employer versus a contractor. So the question, though, is this amnesty thing, tell us what the IRS is allowing.
Well, what the IRS has done is really interesting. They'll let you take all of the workers that you have not treated as employees, but you've issued a 1099.
Even if you did it improperly.
Specifically because you did it improperly. Mm-hmm. As long as you issued a 1099 to them and you're not already under audit for payroll by anybody.
Right.
You can convert them to employees.
Come out of the shadows.
Yeah, come out of the closet.
Yeah.
And, you know, take 1 year's worth of their compensation and pay 1% of the taxes you would have had to pay.
Wow.
1%. And
it's not only amnesty, meaning you won't get into trouble, it's actually a forbearance.
That's exactly what it is. And if you do this, the deal is they won't audit any of the prior years.
Wow.
So if they accept you into the program...
Boy, talk about the IRS kissing you right on the mouth, man. That's amazing.
It is absolutely amazing.
That is going... Folks, look. I know you're out there. I know that people listening who just turned a little bit sheepish colored because you fit into this category. If I believe, Eva, look into it. Do a little more research on your own. Come out of the shadows. Talk to a CPA if you don't have one already.
Or an EA.
Talk to an enrolled agent, right, or an ex-attorney or somebody to help you with this, to make sure you know what's going on, to make sure you fit into this profile that's available from the amnesty. But this is better than Santa Claus.
This is really good. There are no
This
penalties.
Is Santa Claus,
There's
the Easter
no
Bunny, the Great Pumpkin all rolled into one, isn't it?
Yeah, but let me continue just a little bit.
Tooth Fairy, and the Tooth Fairy. Go ahead.
And the Tooth Fairy, yeah. They're not going to have to pay any penalties or interest on the amount.
Wow.
And they're not going to have any back-end problems with the IRS.
Right.
But they have to stay in compliance going forward. Now, the catch is that IRS hasn't made an arrangement with the state. So there's no guarantee that when the employer, sets up their state account, that the state may not look back.
But folks, look, you're not gonna get away with this forever. If you can get the federals to forbear all this money that you this could be tens of if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes, penalties, and interest. This could be time in jail if they look at the right a certain way. Right?
Well, the trade-off is that more and more of workers who are not being treated as employees are going to be turning in their bosses, and they may wait
That's
until
right.
they get a new job and then file a form with the IRS
right.
turning the bosses in. So you don't have a lot of time to do this.
Well, but aren't they going to say, I mean, it looks to me like the first year they'd say, where's my W-2? Well, I don't know what a 1099 is. Where's my W-2? Or their tax preparer will say, are you sure you're not? I thought you told me you were an employee of this company. They've given you a 1099 for your wages.
Well, this is what I tell my clients who are in that position is go find yourself another job. When you find another job,
mm-hmm.
then we're going to amend this year's tax
mm-hmm.
return and file all the paperwork turning in your boss. But don't do it while you're working
how long
there,
is
and
it,
they can retaliate.
How long is the amnesty going to be available?
You know what? This is one amnesty that has no end.
Wow.
It was successful.
But if they catch you, and if they found you, then you can't claim it after that, right?
No. The minute that an audit is started by the IRS or
yes.
state or labor board,
folks,
off the books.
Don't walk. Run to a pro to help you with this. Take advantage of this. This is Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, and the Great Pumpkin all rolled into one, kissing you right on the mouth. Take advantage of it. Eva Rosenberg, thanks for the information, as always. Come back soon, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, and have a less taxing day.
Hey, don't forget, taxmama.com is their website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.